Hello and a warm welcome to the NLN podcast. The NLN is the Nordic Leadership Network. We're a team of seven leaders, coaches, facilitators and speakers. We help develop the leaders of today and tomorrow. We challenge teams to achieve high performance. We help companies to implement strategy and get stuff done so they can flourish and grow.
Good morning. David Goddard, Stefano Mosconi and Nick Vertigan's here. So, chaps, we've come to the end of our first season, the Nordic Leadership Network podcast. How was it for you? What do you remember from it? What were the highlights? So, David Goddard, first of all, because you look very, kind of really raring to go there.
What do I remember? I remember how much fun it's been.
Yeah.
It's been tremendous, tremendously enjoyable, and we've had some great guests. We've had some really sparkling discussions, and I remember lots of really interesting sound bites and ideas around leadership. Probably what I remember the most, though, has been how well we have connected with each other and also with our guests and hopefully with our listeners as well. And that was one of the ideas of the whole thing. The first episode was called How to Stay Close When We Are Distant. And I think that we have been brought closer together through doing this. It's been really good fun and enjoyable. That's been my standout memory. What about Mr. Mosconi?
Yeah, what I remember is very similar to you. This experience helped me and helped us weather through the storm. And, the spring has been quite heavy on all of us, I believe. And through this exercise, we managed to have fun, learn a lot, have interesting conversation with super guests. And I was listening yesterday to a few of the podcasts. And when you listen to them all at once, you really get the richness of the conversations we have had. That's what I remember. It's been a lot of fun. It's been insightful. And it challenged us to become better at doing something that we've never done before, which is podcasting.
Yeah, I agree, Stefano. What was your, when you think back across the podcast that we did, I think we did something like, was it 19 in the end?
Yes, 19.
Something like that.
19 episodes that we're recording.
What were your highlights?
The highlights were in those episodes where we talked about innovation, because it's very close to my heart, and specifically the episode with Christian Luoma, the episode with Ville Simola, with Tanli Tikka and Antti Vasara were really the highlights of the season for me.
That was great.
That was really, there was so much insights in there that It was a lot of fun and a lot of new information. I remember specifically Christian saying that innovation is just a set of tools to solve problems and go about the solutions in the faster way possible. So that's what innovation is, nothing else. And Antti mentioning that when you have smart people, it's actually very easy to manage them because you just have to create the right environment and they will blossom and innovation will happen by itself almost. So those were the sort of couple of things which now that you ask come back to mind.
Yeah, they were all really good. You mentioned four there and they were really fun to do. And it was really interesting to hear their perspective on the pandemic, on leadership, on people. David, again, I mean, it's a difficult question to ask, isn't it? Because there's so much content in those 19 episodes. What was a highlight for you?
Well, one highlight is definitely how we managed to step out of our own bubble and travel. So the second episode, we went to the Middle East and we spoke to Jarmo Suominen.
Yeah.
And he told us how he had implemented strategies to get through lockdown before lockdown was imposed in Abu Dhabi. So he was definitely staying ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Africa, to East Africa, to Somaliland and talked to Abdi Yama in episode 5 or 6, I think, somewhere around there, and about resilience in Somaliland. And then we towards the end, we spoke with Lucien Hudson, the communications expert from the UK, and learned a lot about crisis communications. But this sense that we, that actually we managed to bring a much wider community together in this, outside of our own little Espoo Helsinki, or even the Nordic area, getting off to the Middle East, to Africa and the UK, and just finding out what's happening there. So that was a big highlight. And another highlight for me was just how the whole thing snowballed. And it started from a little internal conversation between three of us to bringing in guests who, by the end, we've had two guests who brought other guests. The thing expanded. What about you, Nick? What stands out for you from this series?
Yeah, so many things. And listening to you two, recalling, some brilliant guests that we've had. And you mentioned Lucien, and we had Michael Gates, who's such an engaging cross-cultural communications speaker, expert. I love listening to Michael. And we had Pepe from, Innovation Home. Maybe a couple of things. I mean, Stefano mentioned Antti from VTT, VTT. I thought some of the things he said were really interesting. He talked about, helping his people to succeed. And he talked about when people have a sense of purpose at VTT, when they're doing valuable, relevant work, and doing world-class research. He says, interesting what happens, because once they have that relevance in their work, then that magic kind of takes over. And that's the point when people start to use their own brains, I think was the way Antti described it. And I thought that was really interesting. And then, when they start to use their own brains, then you start to get something that goes beyond the obvious. So relevant work, people start using their own brains, and then you get something really incredible beyond the obvious. And then that made me think about Maya Fast from Bird and Birds. The conversation we had with Maya was really, really interesting as well. She talked a lot about attitude and this mindset of giving will give. So if you give something, typically, possibly, probably, you'll get something in return as well. So that attitude of being approachable and helping people, she was, strongly promoting that. And she said, it helps to create people who are more approachable and more attractive as well. She talked about the law firm of the future. She talked about the O-shaped lawyer. So lawyers with empathy and an open mindset, and lawyers who take opportunities and are original thinkers and who connect really well with people. So I sense that Maya's work at Bird and Bird is going to be really important for them. And she also talked about, having the courage to recruit different types of profile into your organization. So she talked about law firms who, recruit architects or designers or salespeople and bring in a different ideas, different backgrounds, different perspectives to the field of law, which is kind of still a little bit unheard of. But having the courage to do that can bring so much to a very traditional business area.
This reminds me a lot about the theme of culture in general and how to build great cultures. We had Tanlitikka referencing some studies done in the past about how to build great cultures. And then we had Antti Vasara and Ville and lots of people talking about that. And all of that kind of reminds me of this metaphor of the leader as the gardener opposed to the leader as a mechanic. So the leader as a mechanic, whenever he or she sees a problem, goes there and fixes the problem, either fixes the person or fixes the problem at hand. But then there is the other option, that to have the leader as a gardener, a leader that creates the right environment, the right soil, the right moisture, the right fertilizer, and then lets all the flowers blossom and lets all the people blossom and gets much more than he put in. in the garden. So that kind of metaphor really describes a lot of the conversations that we had, in my opinion. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I think you're right. And so Nick's comment about myofast and giving will give, and then that image of the leader as the gardener, or the metaphor. I think that the conversation that we had touched on leadership in every episode, and the image of leadership that is emerging from this is very human. So organizations are organic, they're organisms, and they are made up of people. So the idea that we had of how to stay close when we're distant, I think, is a very human approach to work. And in our conversation with the guests, I think we started very much at the beginning on focusing on what's happening now and how do we lead at the moment. And there was also a big focus on self-leadership through resilience and strategies, and how to handle your energies and mindfulness with Tim Sigala from the UK. So we had a lot around that, but I think the conversation around leadership is that leadership is becoming more and more human, and the more artificially distanced we are, then the more humanity we need to use in our leadership to make sure that we do stay close.
That's a really interesting idea, David. So to what extent has this pandemic helped leaders to be more human?
And maybe that's something we can explore in our second season. What do you think, guys? Should we have a second season?
Definitely. Well, we've already got guests booked in. We've got to have a season two. And season two, we're going to be looking more at the future of leadership, the future of work. Storytelling is going to be a big thing in season two, based on the guests that we have signed up already. Emotions and how we use our emotions in business and non-business. And artificial intelligence as well. These are the things that are already on our roster for season two.
So the more
I hope you're going to come back, David, for season two as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm not going anywhere. And the more artificial intelligence we have in the workplace, then the more human we need to be in our leadership. Mm. So I think those are great things. What do you think, Stefano? Is there something to add to that?
Yeah, in the season two, we should explore in general the future of work. You mentioned artificial intelligence and emotions, and that speaks to me about the future of work and the future of leadership. We have explored during season one, as you said, how this current situation in the world calls for a more human approach to leadership, and kind of moving away from the Taylorism that has been characterizing the past century. So definitely we should look into that more. Also looking at our experiences in the present, I was wondering how much of that is actually seen in practice in the organizations around the world. How much human leaders really there are. My experience is this is an emerging trend. It's not something which is there already. So what can we do through this podcast, and what can our listeners do to sort of encourage more and more behaviors that are more human? So that's definitely something we should reflect on. What do you think?
Well, I was doing a little bit of a word search rather than listening to the episodes again, because we got
focus, David, focus. Yeah.
And one word that's come up a lot in all of the episodes is trust. And maybe that's a good word to a theme to explore also in season two. So trust is more difficult to establish when we're apart and when we are socially distanced from each other. So how do the leaders maintain the trust that they have built up over the years, or particularly maybe they have reinforced some things during this spring and the lockdown period, but how will they maintain and develop that? in the new normal, whenever whenever we get to the new normal. I keep reading this phrase, the new normal. I don't know what it's going to be and when it's going to come, but I think that maintaining trust is going to be a leadership challenge that we could explore also in season two.
I think that's a great point. So season two, we've already got quite a few people lined up. We've got quite a few guests booked in on various dates in the autumn already. So I honestly do hope that you two are going to come back and rejoin us in the autumn season. Stefano, just want to check with you.
Yeah, you can count on this.
Great stuff. All right. That's really nice to hear. Also, maybe we should ask our listeners as well, you know, while we do have a plan for season two, you know, what would you like to hear? What would you like to learn more about? And we have an email address, I believe, which is info@nordicleadershipnetwork.com. So please get in touch with your thoughts, ideas, what you want to hear more on, what you want to learn more about, and we'd be really happy to hear from you.
Yeah, or indeed if you want to come along as a guest. So please join in our podcast. Get in touch with us.
That's a nice idea, yeah.
Yeah, and if someone would like to hear from some specific guest that they have in mind, we can try to reach out. So please send us some ideas, some requests, either through the email address or on social media. We are quite active on LinkedIn through our profiles and through the Nordic Leadership Network page as well.
We haven't had anyone say no yet, have we?
The hit rate's pretty good. And I was just thinking, Stefano, could we ask the Liverpool football team manager, Jurgen Klopp, do you think he would be up for it?
Well, why that, Nick? Why that? What would you like to talk about with him?
Well, leadership. Leadership, trust, human, connector, communicator.
You can try it. Why not?
All right. Let's see what I can do. Let's see what happens in season two. See if we can get Jurgen Klopp on. Excellent. All right, chaps, any final thoughts on season one?
I think it was thrilling for me. It's been a great experience. And as I said already, it helped me grow. And I hope that the listeners have also noticed our own growth, which we might discuss about in the next episode as well. And I hope that our listeners have learned something. It's very important that whenever we do something, then our listeners can learn something and can improve in their daily lives.
I totally agree with that. That's a nice way to maybe close today's conversation. Stefano, thank you for those thoughts.
Thank you.
David, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Any last quotes, David?
Yeah, so my quote for the day is from Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, written a couple of thousand years ago, and it's: every journey starts with a single step. It's been a great journey. The single step that we took was way back at the end of March to just get in the studios, in our home studios, and just start doing this podcasting. Thanks for being together from that single step back at the end of March right up to the end of season one today. And thanks to all of our guests, and thanks to all of our listeners.
I'll second that. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye for now. We'll see you in season two.
Hey, listener. It's Stefano here. Since you got until here, we think that you might like the podcast. It would mean so much if you could leave us a 5-star review and share this with as many of your friends as possible. This will help us be discovered and spread the news. Can you just take 5 minutes and do that for us? Thank you.